He knew who he was, but until God validated him at the Jordan River and he said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." That's when Jesus was validated. That's when everybody was, you know, hearing about the Messiah. Everybody was hearing about the coming king. Everybody had heard. Everybody had heard and looking. Who is this him? Is this him? Is that him? But he was validated when Jesus said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." And I looked up the word validated. Validated means to make something official, acceptable, or approved, especially after examining it. So he was approved. He was official. "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." And it said, Jesus was then led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are," Jesus knew who he was. The devil knew who he was. But, you know, it's his nature to trip people up. It's his nature to trip us up. That's his nature. He know the word. He was in the beginning. He know the word. That's his duty, to trip us up. He said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him again, "It is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, and angels came and were ministering to him. And what the Lord gave me was that even though Jesus knew who he was, he knew he was the Son of God. He knew he was the Messiah. But he went through the process anyway. He went through the process. God could have sent Jesus down on a cloud, just like he coming back. He could have sent him down the first time. But he sent him in a body, just like you and I, to be validated, so that you and I would be validated, because we are in him. Christ is in us. When he was validated, we were validated also. But as Christians, we have a problem. We know the word. We hear the word. But do we really believe the word? Because the word says we were validated. We were already validated. We're already confirmed. We're already confirmed. Everything about you was already confirmed. But when Jesus heard the word, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased," he received, right? Because he believed. But we have a problem with believing what God said about us. We have a problem believing what God says about us, what he says about our future, what he says about our life. And that, as Christians today, is one of our biggest hindrance of finding our purpose. Because if we don't accept who we are, you can't find your purpose. You cannot find your purpose if you can't accept and know who you are. And you are validated in Christ in the beginning. In John chapter 1, John chapter 14 and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, so he knew who he was, but he did not have to prove himself. He knew who he was. We have a problem when God calls us, when God says we are the healed, we are delivered, we are free, we have a problem with receiving the word then. The word, let me see. Give me a second.